Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're with Janet this morning.
Good morning.
We had a lovely time with the Girl Brownies. I keep saying Girl Scouts. With the Brownies earlier. And actually, I have a number that I have to give out later for more information that people want. But the most important part of the day starts now with the Christina Lu Show.
I agree.
And for anybody out there who might be new, it's the 49th day since Christina's birthday.
So John's really, I like how he's been figuring this out each morning. It's very impressive.
So I did have it yesterday, and I don't know what I did with it. I had to just do it again. Nevertheless, what's going on around town?
Well, I mean, going with our theme today, we have a very eco-friendly kind of theme. And I know you mentioned it briefly earlier, but this week, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board, they opened up the Hempstead Harbor Trail, Beach Trail. It goes along the North Hempstead Beach Park. It's about 1 mile, 1.25 miles long, and it's just a nice little walk. So I'm excited to do it. I think
Christina, where do you pull into to get on that? Do you know?
You know, I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I think the sign. If you call 311, I'm sure they can give direct.
It's directly across the street from the Sand Miners.
Oh yes,
Pavilion or something.
Okay, I know exactly where you're talking
the
about.
The statue. I know. I think it's called Sand Miners.
Yes, yeah, the Sand Miners Monument.
The Sand Miners Monument. Yeah. It's right across the street. So as you're coming down the boulevard there, it's on the right-hand side.
Okay, and there are places to
yep,
park?
There's parking.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
because
it sounds so exciting.
Yeah, I saw photographs. It really looks beautiful. And over there, I mean, the beach itself is amazing. And then now we have this nice little trail. So
and a piece of it, Judy was at a thing I was at the other day. A piece of it is ADA. ADA friendly.
Yes, I read that.
So, which is very important too. So you can go to a piece of it.
Everyone can try it.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody can enjoy it.
Which is definitely. I think everyone should check it out. And if you have any questions, you could always call 311 to find that out.
I'm going to just say one thing because I want to. With the Brownies here before, they gave out a phone number. They gave me at the end. So 516-741-2550. That's 516-741-2550. Call that number. The purpose of the request they have is the Brownies would like to work with senior organizations.
Oh.
So if you're a senior organization, I'm going to have the Port Washington seniors call them. They'd like to do some interactive work. And
they're
didn't fun. Say it on
and
the show.
We had a blast with them.
They were
wonderful
girls.
Behind the scenes over here, too. So it's definitely, I think, something nice.
Okay.
Perhaps do some planting together.
I agree.
Intergenerational thing, you know, maybe it would be nice.
The tree they talked about is right next to the Port Washington Senior Center. So, I mean, it's – guess what? Anytime you do something, they brought such life into the room.
Yeah. So, as I said, it made my morning. I was laughing
away in the
background. But also, you know, this weekend we're coming up with Memorial Day, and the town is going to have its fireworks extravaganza, which will be at North Hempstead Beach Park on Saturday at 6 p.m., they'll be able to start with a tribute to the fallen heroes and music from two live bands, and then there'll be fireworks over Hempstead Harbor, which is – the fireworks start about 9:15.
Oh, it is.
But it's – yeah. But it's really nice. So you can go, you know, if you can't – you know, you could come and go, and it's just – it's a – there's a lot of people that are there.
People bring
really
food.
Nice.
You can do what you want. You make a picnic,
yeah,
come earlier in the day.
Exactly.
Right, you do what
it's
you want.
Really nice. And now you can walk the trail, too, if you want. So
and seeing the fireworks any place along the beach, you don't have to be up front.
Right.
It makes no difference where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
No, so it's definitely it could be something nice.
And I didn't know the time.
Yep, 9:15.
I was
going to
bring my grandkids, but it's too late.
The other stuff starts at like around 6 p.m.
Right.
So
okay.
You can go, you know, early as well. And there also will be a bunch of Memorial Day parades that I know the supervisor will be involved in. There's going to be one in Albertson, Garden City Park, Great Neck, and Mineola. So that should be, you know, a nice thing too. So if you're in the area, you could stop by over there as well.
Yeah, I mean, all these places, too, that the kids, these girls are marching. The Brownie troop from Port Washington is marching in, I suppose, the Port Washington parade. I don't know which, you know. The point is, it's a nice time. Anybody, you know, you see a parade going on, jump, they're always looking for activity.
Well, I think it's really important for kids, too. I mean, they enjoy it so much, and they learn a great deal.
Right. And it's respect.
Exactly.
And it's history. They're learning about history in a fun way. And as I said, these little guys today, you know, if they're marching down, I wouldn't want to be the monitor with them. I don't mind looking at them.
Better watch out. Right? But no, I think it's just, you know, it should be really nice. And just, you know, just to go back to the Memorial Day, the fireworks, the park at the beach itself opens at 3 p.m. So if you want to just go earlier and, you know, if you want to just kind of set up shop, you could do that as well.
That's it. A nice day. You go down there, you bring a picnic lunch, you hang out, and it's tremendous, I think. The park itself is great over there.
Yeah, you know what's nice is that it's not, you know, you can get to the sand very quick, which I like about that beach. You know, a lot of beaches, you know, you got to schlep to try and get, you know, to from the park.
Right.
You go to, you know, Hempstead Harbor Beach Park, and you could really just, you know, get right in, and it's nice. We also have, I know we've talked about it before, we have one coming up. It's called, the building department is doing it. It's What to Know Before Selling Your Home. The next event will take place on Wednesday, May 27th, and that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then we'll have, there's another one on June 2nd at Port Washington Library.
And I heard this woman at the Roslyn board meeting.
Yes, yes, Lauren Suma has been going around to all of
them. She was really captivating and so informative. We all learned a great
deal. Right, and you know, we've had Lauren on our radio program also, and she really, you know, that's what I think is so great because, like I said, I mean, it's such a complex thing. You don't know what you're supposed to do, what permits to have, what, you know. And then this is that the town offers a service that you could actually even sit with someone and just go over, you know, these questions on a one-on-one basis. And it's nice, this forum, because you'll hear what other people are asking. Maybe, you know, everything will, you know, will help. And it's just, especially for seniors. You know, a lot of seniors are downsizing.
Right.
So,
but, you know,
I think
it's for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, because Lauren, when she was on the show even, had brought up a tremendous point where you can go to one of these things, figure out what's necessary to either fix something that somebody didn't do properly, or if you want to put an extension, et cetera, then you go to the assessor and say, what will this cost me? It'll cost you $10,000 a year. That's the answer. Thank you for $1,200, $800. You know, it's important. Everybody should be informed, and the town is doing so much to inform you.
Go it just makes it easier, you know, because, you know, we always say on the show, like, you just want to. It's all about preparing.
100%.
So whatever town, in, you know, in all different aspects of life, you know, in Project Independence, we're trying to prepare you, you know, with the building. It's just preparing you. So, you know, when the time comes, you don't need to run around and not know what, you know, to do.
Well, I thought that was one of our major points to us. And I think a lot of people really sat up straighter hearing it. Maybe you're not thinking of doing it now, but this is a good thing to listen to. Because 3-4 years, you may change your mind and you have some information and some background.
And the important thing is, it's a financial thing. Because you get the deal, your house is going, you're all set, and you bought your second house, you need the money, and then all of a sudden you don't have the CO for something, or the electric wasn't done.
It'll hold it up,
You might even walk away from the deal. It's like, listen, I'm not getting in the middle
of
this. It makes sense.
Yeah, because I even know on my, you know, a couple years back when my husband and I were going to buy houses, and there were so many houses that we would go to, that they, we don't have, you know, the CO for this, and then, you know, we don't know.
But it's okay, don't worry.
Right, and it's, you know, and it really was a deterring factor. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, we just didn't want to even get involved in doing that. You know?
Yeah, that's the truth. But some banks won't give you the mortgage.
But that's why it's so important, you know, just to, you know, have all of your ducks in a row. You know, it's just, it's definitely that. But we also have coming up, you know, John could talk a little bit about this too, is the, on May 28th, which is next Thursday, we're going to have another Project Safe seminar. And this one's going to be at the Hillside Library, which is on 155 Lakeville Road in New Hyde Park at 2 p.m.
Right, from 2 to 3:30. And, another one. They're all informative. We have Tony Logue, who's coming to this one, who's an assistant attorney general. Charlie Berman, who's a receiver of taxes. Peter Janowski, who's first vice president with Jenny Montgomery Scott. And we have Julia Jennings, who was
on
here from Utopia,
program.
Which is a company that does help for the house. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept is talk about scams, where every one of these areas somebody gets taken advantage of. It's such a shame. And it's not like the whole world is terrible, but, you know, whatever Sim says, the educated consumer is our best.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for. All we're doing is everybody walks away with one piece of information to watch out for. That's, you know.
And you know what? I just find that the phone keeps ringing and the phone is frequently filled with scams.
You know, it's so funny. My dad got a call. Right. Yeah, just yesterday I was upstairs and we looked up the number on the computer because it was someone, you know, they're saying they're from the IRS. And that they were going to give him a $30,000 loan, but he didn't have to pay it back.
Right.
So he said, okay, thank you very much, and hung up, and we looked it up, and it was saying, you know, what they do also is from these other countries try and use a local kind of number.
Right.
So you're like, oh, okay, because I think it was like a 202 area code.
Okay.
And we looked it up, and it was a number that, you know, pops up. So, like, it's just, it happens, like you said. I mean, the phone, I mean, predominantly, it is.
We had a call, and my husband picked it up, and my husband usually very quickly says, thank you very much, I'm not interested. But he was engaged in a conversation, and he thought the call was from National Grid. And he was starting to answer questions, not to give specific information, but yes, I have it, or no, I don't. And I'm like, you know, get off the phone. So he finally saw me, got off the phone, and then he called National Grid, and they said, a lot of people have called. It's a scam. And you didn't give them the right information, but you're taken in so easily.
And that's what, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show because I think it's important, but is that, you know, everyone gets kind of embarrassed that you feel like, you know, if you fall victim of a scam. I said, but it's so easy to. You know, there's so many educated people, and their scams, they happen. They really have gotten good at it, you know, and I said it's so hard to keep up with all the different scams too, you know, and that's why I think with these Project Saves being an ongoing series, you're able to kind of, you know, address whatever comes up, you know, because like I said, every week I feel like there's something.
There's a new one coming all the time. Mm-hmm. And then at the last one we did at the Landmark, somebody in the audience turned around and said, was a person who got taken advantage of by giving a check. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, they should have done a certified check. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of a scam is it's not intellectual. Right. It's emotional.
Yes. Right.
So I would say, Janet, I don't need a certified check. You don't trust me? Janet, come on, please. Right. Okay, just give them a personal check. I mean, you're a smart person. We're all smart. But it's emotional versus intellect. And that's the whole concept of a scam. Obviously, if it was all on the intellectual level, nobody would get scammed.
Right. And the money saving.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's greed. I mean, it's fear, too. I mean, it's all different, but all are emotions.
Yes.
Greed, fear. Every one of these things is an emotional trigger first.
You're absolutely correct.
And none of it's worked with intellect. And that's, you know, when the intellect comes into it, that's when the scam ends.
That's what exactly.
So that's the whole point of what we're trying to point to seniors.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, all you could do is just educate yourself, you know,
I agree.
And try and know as much possible. And like I said, you don't want everyone walking around in a state of fear all the time.
Right, right.
But just educate. So this way you question things. And don't be afraid to, you know, ask questions to you know, when you get these phone calls.
And just to throw one more thing, 311 is a number also, because there's a bunch of Project Safes going around the town, different libraries, and then it'll be different senior centers, et cetera. This one is the 28th, but there'll be other ones. So if you have a question, and just call 311 if see if there's one coming up.
No, it's great. And then on the topic of, you know, as I look out this beautiful window on the LIU Post campus, it's very sunny out and, you know, I think we're all excited to have nice weather. And the town is going to be having an early bird registration for Manor Haven Beach Park Pool, which is great. I mean, it's really the cost. You can call through and want to get the specifics. But to early bird specials of registering is an insane amount less. So I would do that.
Let me ask you something. Yes. Do you have to live in the Port Washington area to avail yourself of this opportunity? Or could you live in a far out part of town in North Hempstead?
No, you could live in town in North Hempstead in general.
Anywhere?
I believe, yes. That's what I heard. I mean, that's what we've been telling people. So it doesn't, you know, as long as you're a register of a resident of North Hempstead, I believe you're able to do that. And the pool is scheduled to open on June 20th, and it's open from 10 to 9 p.m., which I thought was pretty.
What is it?
10 to 9 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, which I thought was a big.
That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. So call 311 if you're interested in getting any more information on that, because it's a beautiful – I mean, there's a water slide there for kids now. It's insane.
I'm going to guess that it is for everybody.
Yeah.
Because like in Great Neck, we have Stepping Stone Pool. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't give it to the town.
Right, that's what I'm
saying.
Like I said,
that's
Clinton
strictly
Martin
for
Park,
residents.
There's a pool.
I'm sure it is, but I was asking
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
No.
Because I was thinking it's just for Port Washington.
No,
why
no,
bother?
No, everyone
your question
should,
was good.
Everyone should know that. For example, I live in the Roslyn Country Club area. We don't have a pool. We're waiting to get one, but that would be something that, you know, people in
that because
area
the one
use.
At Clinton G. Martin Park is just for like Newhyde Park
area.
Right,
we don't
advertise
that stuff, so
Roslyn has a pool?
The Roslyn Country Club community will have a pool, but it's not
coming to
that's the work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so call 311 if you have any questions, and it's definitely the
that's
early
some
bird
neighborhood
special
down there,
is
Port Washington where this is. I mean the senior center's right by it. And just the whole town is great.
That's what I say, you know, and especially in, you know, the nice weather. I mean, there's just walking around there, there's beautiful, you know, ponds and everything is, you know, just it's a very nice community. And there's
and our 9/11 tree is down there.
Right,
ours.
See?
The brownies.
We're going to take credit for that tree.
Exactly.
It's ours now.
When they're lined up to see it, it's because of us.
Yeah, but no, it's a beautiful area. Like I said, it's got a nice little town there, too, with little shops and restaurants. So,
well, Kim Kamen, when she was on here, who was the director of Business Tourism and Development, She said Port Washington is one of the most sought after because it's a little of everything. You're on the water, but you also have houses that are country, and you have modern, and you have shops. You have everything, you know, in Port Washington. You go along that shore road.
Yep.
It really is.
Main
it's lovely.
Street over there. It's really, there's tons of stuff to do. So,
actually, before we go on, we're going to go to a break. This will be our last break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio with Project Independence and you.